Master Joe Jonah's fears about Brad Warden's condition were all too warranted, for the centaur had been brought to the lower catacombs of St. Precious, and there, in the dark and damp, was shackled to the wall. Still dazed from his brutal experiences in the collapsed mountain, and thoroughly exhausted from the run south, during which the monks had enacted magic spells upon him to make him run faster, Brad Warden was in little condition to resist, physically and mentally. Brad Warden was caught exhausted and off his guard when Father Abbot Markwort, hematite in hand, came to him that very first night. Without a word to Brad Warden, the Father Abbot fell into the power of the Soul Stone, released his mind from its physical bonds, and invaded the thoughts of the centaur. Brad Warden's eyes went wide when he felt this most personal of intrusions. He fought back mentally, or at least he tried to, but he had no idea where to even begin. Markwort, this wretched old human, was there in his mind, probing his memories.
Tell me of Avalyn.
Brad Warden had no intention of offering any answers. The mere mention of Avalyn conjured images of the man, of the trip to Ada, of Pony and Elbrian, of Bellamar Jaravial and Tuntum, of Symphony, and of all the others who had fought the monsters about Gondalas. Only gradually did Brad Warden begin to temper and control his thoughts, and by that time the Father Abbot had learned so very much. Avalyn was dead, and the stones gone. But these other two, this Elbrian and Pony, had left the devastation of Ada, or at least had left the tunnel wherein the centaur had been trapped, very much alive. Markwort focused on these two as the Inquisition continued, and discovered that they were both from a small timberland town called Dundalus. But both had lived the bulk of their years outside of Dundalus. Pony, Giuseppe Ald, had lived in Palmaris.
You're a wretch!
You might have offered the information an easier way.
To yourself! Ah, but Avalyn was right about you. About all your stinking church now, wasn't he?
Where did this woman, Giuseppe, live when she was in Palmaris?
You're calling yourselves men of God, but no good God would approve of your works. You took from me, you thieving wretch, and for that I'll see you pay!
And what of these diminutive creatures? Tuel Alfar?
Puh!
Markwort lifted another stone, a graphite.
Thanum and Dial. There are easy ways, and there are difficult ways. I will take whatever path you open for me.
Markwort started for the low open archway that led to the main area of the catacombs.
You will speak with me again,